The beginning of Daven Sechus Avin Daf Peches begin on the we're getting Tez Damask until it begins with the Gemara. How many time about another time? Well, because these get absorbed, they finish, and these don't get absorbed. She's going to explain that why don't you permit it? Because it's only Koichai in the Carmelis, and they weren't Geiser. That is, according to the first version of the Gemara, you're not allowed to pour water from the porch, and it's not like a case of a Chatzit that doesn't Dalar Amos, that if you made a pit that holds the sign, you're allowed to pour the water in there, even though if it's full of water, it's going to leak over. But the difference over there is because there it's made to be absorbed in the ground. In contrast, over here, you know it's going to go out to the sea beyond where your virtual walls are. Now that says Taisa Tamil Reed, so one to the reef. Because Mesef, the Shabbos Paragazaric, and the Gemara on Shabbos of Kofim and Bezamir, the Gemara tells us the Sheikh and the Sfina, the wastewater on the boat. What you can do is you throw it onto the walls of the boat on the outside, and then you can go into the sea. Why? You're not throwing it straight into the Carmelis. It's your force, because it's by your pushing it onto the walls. It's going into the Carmelis, so the rabbis didn't decree. Although it goes immediately into the sea, which is the Carmelis. So therefore, says the Ri, so with that same reason, there should be permit over here to pour the water out of the porch, because it's only kaichai, because you're pouring it down, and then it's going to go from where the virtual walls are to the outer part. So, but that should be permitted. It's kaichai b'kamalas. Now, finish the basanim according to the second version in our sugya. Loi shari lishpach, even they who do permit pouring it out, it's elim shem shein l'chay shishir tzlakamas, because they're not concerned that it's going to go out to the Carmelis. Just like Rashi explains. So, but why is it permit only specifically for that reason? It should be even if it was a concern that it would go out. But again, it's Koyach HaBekamelis. And as it says, what you can say is, the Begazustra, no, by the porch, Pa'am Kishra Shevchim in the Mayim, sometimes when you pour out the water, sometimes it goes immediately out to the place where the street is going into that puddle, and vavakoyche b'shasarabim. So that's your force pushing it into the street itself. And therefore, they didn't differentiate regarding all porches, even if it's over a sea where it's totally not a b'shasarabim. But by a boat, it's never common that you're going to go near a puddle because it's in the sea. The boat, that's where the boat's going. And therefore, we always treat it like koyche b'kamelis, and therefore there it's permitted because rabbanu not geyser, but koyche b'kamelis. Ketanik says the Masla begins with the Gemara Bib Shu Kamer Dal Ramas B'Shus Ram, a gutter that's covered for Amos and B'Shus Ram. Chayes brings Machlekes Rashi and the Rashbam how to explain this heter of the gutter. Because the Mishnah brought, if you have a gutter that's in B'Shus Yachid going out to the B'Shus Ram, if it's covered, Dal Ramas, the first four Dal Ramas and B'Shus Ram, you can pour the water in that. Now, Pish B'Shus Rashi explains, Ba'aba Amos Kimle, what's the reason why? Because in the area of four Amos, we assume She'esh Shirli Bolas Asai Maim Shos L'Sabik Kol Yam. That water that a person normally uses during one day of Shabbos, Rosh Tusah, it's going to get absorbed in there, and therefore it's not going to go out to the Rosh Hashanah. Says Tosafos, behind the time to come in the Gemara Bechatzar, and this is exactly the same reason the Gemara gave regarding the courtyard, that the difference between if it's four Dalar Amos or not is because Abba Amos timing in four Amos it gets absorbed, and therefore that's the same reason regarding the gutter. Now, Lepirush, according to Rashi interpretation, there it would seem the Ibe Bevshesh La Arba Larba, it obviously has to be not only is it four Amos in the length but also in the width. Because the less than that amount of area, it doesn't get absorbed. Like we're going to the court, you can put Rashi B'Gemara, like Rashi explained in the Gemara, because the Ezer shouldn't need L'Rachmet, because if it's not 4x4, then what type of measurement are you giving for the width? Definitely not 4 amos in length, and the minute amount on the width would absorb the water. So obviously, according to Rashi, the halacha of the Biv Kamer is 4x4. But Ben Shmuel Nira, according to Ben Shmuel, actually seems that actually time of the Kamer's Biv, the reasoning for this heter, this permit of the covered gutter is for a different reason, not because it gets absorbed. Because of the reason of suspicion, and that is v'kim the kama hudal amos b'shus rab. Since the gutter is covered for amos b'shus rab, haroy ma'im yitzim labim. Someone sees water coming out of the gutter, ain't the savish yitzim lachatz. He's not going to think it's coming out of the courtyard. Kim shirachik b'nachatz dal amos, because it's dal amos away from the courtyard, so he's not going to start thinking and putting it together because it's already at a distance. Now, but Gemara mashmak compares the courtyard, but in the Gemara it sounds like Rashi interpretation, because the Mendama arba amos the biv la arba amos the chatz, because the Gemara compares the halacha of four amos of the gutter being covered for four amos to that of the four amos of the courtyard, because the Gemara says, kulikar blazim Yaakov, kulik olikar blazim Yaakov, and that he's that mandama that holds dalal dalal by the chatz is that the dalal amos that he says regarding the gutter, so it sounds like it's the same halacha, so therefore it would have to be like the way Rashi says it, four amos squared. Unlike Rabbeinu Shmuel, it has nothing to do with four amos squared; it's just at a distance of four amos, so it could just be four amos in the length. Now, says Taisa, the Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel, according to the interpretation of the Rashbam, Silon Shekama Arba'amas V'Shos Ram, if you have a gutter that's covered for Amas in the public domain, Shevich L'mayim Shabbos, you could pour water in it on Shabbos, even though it's not getting absorbed, because it has nothing to do with being absorbed. Because the Kaim L'Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kaim L'Nakav, we rule like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, where he's the one that says this halacha of the Biv Kamer, which again, according to Rashbam, doesn't have to be 4x4, it just could just be a regular gutter going out 4 amas. Now, according to the Rashi interpretation, Tamashim de Mivli, that the reason is because it gets absorbed, are certainly forbidden, because the Bishalates le Mivli, because our gutter is made out of wood, doesn't absorb, and therefore doesn't help that it's 4 amas away. Well, Mila Miriam, but the Rishi says that Phila Osikain Ritz Bishalavan, that even if it's made like tiles of stone, Mivli, it does absorb, and therefore Vashari would be permitted even according to Rashi. So, Chase wrote that according to Rashi, the reason of the permissibility of the covered gutter is because, like the courtyard, where in 4 amas it gets absorbed. Therefore, according to him, it has to be actually 4x4 squared, and so it has to be from a substance that the water could get absorbed. According to Rashbam, the permit is because of there's no suspicion when it's at a distance of dalad amas, and therefore it doesn't have to be dalad dalad. And also, even if it's made from a substance that doesn't absorb, it would still be permitted because it's just that it has to be at a distance that people don't suspect that it's coming from the chatzah.